Good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd like to say a thank you to the elders for giving me the opportunity to come before you and preach this evening. As we engage in our study this evening, I want to encourage you to follow in your Bibles. If there's something that comes up that is interesting to you, let me or one of the brothers know. If there's something that comes up that you disagree with, let me or one of the brothers know. The topic of tonight's lesson is, what is truth? Truth is something that can be found in many places. You can find truth in schools, in libraries, in books. However, everything isn't the truth. How can you discern the truth? How do you know the truth from falsehood? This topic leads into spiritual matters. How do you know the truth, and how can you be saved? How do you know what commandments to follow out of God's word? This reminds me of the time where Jesus spoke to the people about the blind leading the blind. You can imagine two blind people walking together. They have no clue where they're going. Like Jesus said, it's very likely that they can fall into a ditch. So a blind person needs someone to come and take them by the hand and lead them somewhere. Amen. And that person to take them by the hand is Christ. And so this comes into spiritual matters, because you can be spiritually blind. If you're just trying to follow God without any teaching, you need someone like Christ to lead you by the hand. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 17, verse 17. John chapter 17, verse 17. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. With God's word, we cannot fail. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalms 119:105. It shows us the way to go. We are not blind with the word of God. God's word will lead you to victory. It will lead you to victory if you let it lead you to victory. God's word is the Bible. The Bible was finished over roughly 2,000 years ago, and it's still true today. God's word is truth because he cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18, for it is impossible for God to lie. Everything God says is true. Everything God says will happen, and it will come to pass. This is why we can rely on God and trust in his word. It will not lead us astray. There we are. John chapter 16, verse 13. Let's read John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. God's Spirit will lead us into all truth. When it says all truth, it means all truth. The Spirit inspired man to write what we now know as the Bible. When we read it, we are led to all truth. God and his Spirit, along with his Son, are holy. They cannot lie. When the Spirit has come, he will lead you to all truth. And we have the Bible, which is all truth. The question is now, is will you follow it? God's word is holy and will not lead us astray. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants all to come to the truth. It's possible to be lost. This is when you're not saved. This is when you have no clue to how to be saved. This is why Jesus came to seek and save the lost. This is why Christ sent his apostles and disciples also to seek and save the lost. This goes with the parable Jesus spoke of, the 90 and 9. If a shepherd has sheep and one of them has gone astray, even though he has 99 found, he will go to find that lost sheep. That is why I'm teaching this evening. There might be someone in the audience who is that lost sheep, someone who has no knowledge of how to come to the truth and how to be saved. This gives me the opportunity to try to find them and save them. The world was lost. It was in a non-saved state. That's why Christ came to seek and save those who are lost. This is why we preach the gospel, which is the story of Christ and his ministry, to those so that they may come to the truth. Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 6. John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way you can get to heaven. He hung, bled, and died for everyone's sin. The world was once lost. They didn't know how to get to heaven, but Jesus is the way to get to heaven. He is also the truth. It's impossible for God to lie. Jesus is God in the flesh. It's impossible for him to lie. Everything Jesus says, like the Father, is truth. Amen. Christ is also the life. He is the one that can get you connected to eternal life and no other. No man comes unto the Father but by Christ. To come to Christ, to come to God, you must be baptized in the blood of Christ and have your sins remitted. Also, the truth shall make you free. Let's turn to John 8:32. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not knowing the truth isn't bliss. If you don't know the truth, and you don't know how to be saved, you have no idea what stands before you. There will be a day of judgment, and if you're not found in the body of Christ, you will not be saved. Amen. And also, if you don't know what you ought to be doing and don't do it, you're also in trouble. Because there is a God that sees all things. He sees the hearts. He knows what you think. He has an all-seeing eye. Amen. If you're not doing what you ought to be doing when you're commanded, you're still in trouble because there is a God that sees you. Amen. Also, and the truth shall make you free. Imagine if Christ never came. The world would be in so much bad shape, even more than what it is today. But Christ came and preached. And he taught people how to live and how to be pleasing to God. Amen. Christ came and he was a servant. He wasn't puffed up. He served people to teach people the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 13 and 14. John 6, 13 and 14. Therefore, they gathered themselves together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. And those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that shall come into the world. Of a truth, Christ will come. In the Old Testament, it's been prophesied that someone will come to save the world of his sins if they let him save them. So of a truth, Christ will come. Some deny the truth that Christ has come. He's just a man. Or we should be looking for that he hasn't come yet. The Messiah hasn't come yet, some may say. But of a truth, Christ will come, and he came at the right time to save mankind. Amen. The people here were so amazed by the miracle Christ had performed. Who else could have done that miracle there? That's how they knew of a truth, Christ will come. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. Ephesians 5, verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The fruit of the Spirit is truth. If you recall the parable of the sower, a sower was sowing his crops. He went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds were ate that he sowed. Some fell in the stones and were choked up, and some dried up because of the sun. But the good seed that fell on the good ground took root and flourished. Amen. The seed is the word. The ground is the hearts of men who hear it. The seed that fell on the good ground is the good heart that accepted the word and followed it. And that should be us. And we read that when the fruit that is produced is the fruit of the Spirit. And we read here from Ephesians 5:9 that the fruit of the Spirit is all God, goodness, righteousness, and truth. So when the word of God enters your heart and it is planted and it grows, it will produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is all goodness, all truth, and righteousness. And this is the fruit of the Spirit. The truth is also a part of the whole armor of God. You know, as Christians, we're always in battle. You have to have your armor on. And truth is part of the whole armor of God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You must gird your loins with truth, or in other words, truth shall come around you like a belt. The truth should always keep you. You should always have the truth around you, keeping your ways. The world can throw anything at you. There's no telling what the world can throw at you. Also, God can test you. And when he tests you, he tries the heart. But with truth, you can keep yourself together. If your loins are girded with truth, or if truth is around you as a belt, when something false comes around, you already know, no, that's not the truth. Because you have the truth around you, girded as a belt around you. We should have the truth abound in our lives. King Solomon, with all his great wisdom, said, buy the truth and sell it not. So let the truth abound in your life. God's sayings are truth, and they will not lead you astray. Let's read John 8:44. All things aren't the truth. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan is not the truth. If you follow Satan, you will not be led to the truth. Satan deceives. We read of the wiles of the devil. If you look in the dictionary, wiles mean a devious plot. So Satan is always making devious plots to get you from coming to the Father and get into heaven. And Satan's handiwork is everywhere. You can see his handiwork. There are many false churches preaching things that are not found in the Bible. There are many false churches preaching things that are in the Bible, but they're incorrect. Satan's handiwork is everywhere. Satan is doing all he can to deceive people of the truth so that they don't come to the Father, but go into a devil's hell. Don't let Satan deceive you. Girt yourself with truth, which is the whole armor of God. It's also, some don't abide in the truth. Let's read 1 John 1:8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Have you ever met someone where the truth is not in them? Everything they say is a lie. That should not be us. We should abide in the truth. Let's turn to 1 John 2:4. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If we say we know him and we don't keep his commandments, we are not with him. That goes with the verse that Jesus said, why saith unto me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Keeping the commandments of the Lord is important to our faith. We cannot be one of his if we don't keep his commandments. We know that faith without works is dead, being alone. So it's possible for the truth to not be in us. Let's read John chapter 8, verse 45. John 8:45. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Some don't believe the truth. There are some people who will never come to the truth. That's their choice. They will be held accountable for that. Now, if you're here tonight, you have heard the truth. Now the only thing for you to do now is to follow it. The truth leads you to the church. And to be a part of the church, you must be baptized in the waters of salvation. Fully immersed, because that puts you into the blood of Christ, and the blood of Christ washes you of all sins. Also, if you are here tonight and you know the truth, and you somehow have fallen short, God is understanding. He wants all people to come to the truth and all people to repent, to come forth and confess your sin. Do not delay as we together stand and sing.